This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Carrie Morales was born in the Philippines with a genetic condition called aniridia. She has since adapted to life with sight loss and is here to tell us her sight loss story. Carrie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with, from the beginning, really. You were born with sight loss. How was it adapting to life with sight loss, being, born with it from the start?
Honestly, because I was born with it, I don't really remember anything different. The vision that I've had has always been pretty much similar. Maybe I've lost a little bit of vision from when I was younger, but I just didn't really even realize that I couldn't see versus a lot of other people around me. My sister was also visually impaired, so if we have to go up to something really close, put our face on it, that was the normal for me when I was younger. It wasn't until I, started going to school in higher grades where it mattered so much more, because as the higher your grade, the smaller the print gets and the more complicated things are. And so that was when I was like, oh, I need more and I need technology. I need all these different accommodations that, everybody else didn't.
When it comes to your condition, can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yes, sure. So I have aniridia. So that is the underdevelopment of the iris, and it's actually a syndrome. So it comes with a lot of other conditions as well. So early stage, I developed cataracts when I was very young and probably under 10, I believe. And I developed glaucoma around age 16. I actually thought that I was getting migraines and I was just suffering so much. And I went to the doctor thinking that there was something wrong with me when, I told the eye doctor, and he rushed me over to his clinic, and I found out my pressure was like in the high 50s, I believe, which is, or 40s or 50s, and it was really high. With aniridia too, the rest of your eye is underdeveloped, so there are a lot of complications that could occur. So one issue is that I have microcornea, and like my eye is smaller than usual, so doctors are always very hesitant to do things like surgeries or any procedures like that.
Now, what I've read on your website is that you were growing up in a family where a lot of family members had various disabilities. How did it feel growing up in a family where an understanding of disability was actually fairly common?
When it came to being with the family, in the home, everything felt normal. My sister was visually impaired like I was. My father and my grandma who lived with us, they were totally blind. And then my brother, he was deaf, or he is deaf rather. And so in a lot of ways, having to do things in a different way out of the norm, it just felt normal. As soon as we stepped out of our home, that just highlighted how different we are. And when we go to a restaurant, or even when we go to church, kind of, I felt it, even though I couldn't see it, all eyes kind of turning to our family because we stuck out like a sore thumb. My mom is interpreting, she's guiding my father. I'm usually the one guiding my grandma around. And so it was very apparent. A lot of the time, it felt really ostracizing in some ways because people were afraid. People didn't know how to talk to us or how to interact with us at all. And also, a lot of times, there were people who thought if you are, blind, you can't hear. So you could hear, I could hear whispers going around. And sometimes it was about me or my family or my brother who is deaf. And so they assumed because he's deaf and she's blind, they wouldn't notice or they won't understand what we're saying when I could clearly hear, what they're saying.
I imagine, though, that Because you all had either visual impairment or other disabilities, I guess how much did it help when it came to, sharing tips with each other on how to do certain things differently to still make things work?
The way that I was taught to do things was just the way that my dad would teach me how to do it. And because he's blind, it was less about because you can't see or because you don't have enough vision, do it in this way. It was just about here's how to do it. This is how the way he does it. This is the way I can do it. And then, but there was a lot of reminders I still remember now. Don't put your face close to the pot or when you're trying to plug something in. Honestly, it's kind of funny because my son is also visually impaired. So these are like the things that I tell him nowadays. I'm like, okay, you don't need to look at it. You don't have to look at it. That's usually one of the things I tell him that I probably didn't like that much when I was little because I still had some vision and I wanted to use it, and he doesn't like it too much either. But when I was little, really, it was more about just being able to do it. And there was always an assumption that you could do it. You can do this, and you can't use not being able to see because your dad and your grandma are totally blind and they're able to do it. So you can't use not being able to see it as an excuse.
When it comes to your current life with sight loss, what do you find helps you the most when it comes to, living with sight loss on a daily basis?
Probably my phone, and I feel that a lot of people say that these days, but it's just so true. It has pretty much everything that I need. Well, not everything, but a lot of the things that I need, whether that's a magnifier or something with OCR, or I can even just use the camera and make photos bigger, make PDFs bigger, documents, everything, either read to me or make it larger. It's easy. And it's something that I can bring with me everywhere.
What bit of advice would you give to people going through sight loss who may be, at the beginning of their sight loss journey? What would be your piece of advice that you'd give them?
It feels very easy to feel overwhelmed, and that's okay. Things can be really difficult. Even as somebody who, grew up visually impaired, I had my own struggles, but you have to keep getting up. And one thing that really helped me was friends and family. Not just family, but having that tribe around me to support me, to tell me to keep going, but also to sympathize and empathize with. Meaning, go look for other people who are blind or low vision. Try to find some camaraderie because it feels a lot better when you're doing it together with other people.
Fantastic. Carrie Morales, thank you very much for coming on and sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much.